really don't care to talk about any type of scenarios like that. We're really focused on beating the Vikings. That's the way you have to do it. I mean, we sat here last week and talked about what needed to be done, and just look how much it changes in 1 week. I know there's so many different scenarios out there, especially in the NFC, the way things can shake down. But we're just focused on beating the Vikings. As far as who we play, where we play in the playoffs, it's really not a concern of mine. It's important for us to stay on track and keep getting better, which I feel we still have opportunity to improve as a football team this week.
Did you stay up and watch the San Francisco game last night, or are you busy doing Christmas, or are you watching your own film? I guess.
No, I watched the game. I watched about the first three quarters, and then start watching the Vikings. So.
I guess, how does a coach handle that? Obviously, you want.
I'm sorry.
How do you handle it? I mean, obviously, you want Seattle to win.
How do I handle it?
Do you clap when they score a touchdown? I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, I don't clap. But it was. I was happy with the outcome of the game. Yeah, it's a good game. Tough place to play.
Mike, regardless of whatever injury information you get on Cobb, if he does play, will you maybe think about taking him off and using Jeremy, considering what he's
doing? Randall, you talking about this year?
Yeah, this year on punt returns.
No, Randall Cobb is a big part of our success on special teams. Our special teams has been our most consistent unit of our football team from week one to week 15. So you don't establish the way you play, the vision, the way you play, and then all of a sudden change going in the last week of the season. So we'll see what happens here with Randall, and we'll evaluate his injury, and then we'll make decisions as we move forward. But, you know, the philosophy of him playing on special teams has not changed.
Mike, what goes into that philosophy? I mean, you've done it with Jordy, you've done it with Tremont, you've done it with Charles, so it's not like that's inconsistent with what you believe in, but you don't feel like there's any inherent risk to returns, obviously.
I'll be honest with you, I don't have real high tolerance for this, because I don't understand how you play scared in a game of football. I mean, I don't get that. I think it's convenient questioning. I understand the risk involved in every single play. Some plays are higher risk than others, and I'm fully aware of that. But when you can't sit here and say special teams is important if you don't put a guy like Randall Cobb out there as a returner. Now, if we're sitting here next year, we might be having a different conversation. But the way our team is built for 2012, Randall Cobb is a huge part of our success on special teams. I'm sorry, Todd.
How often do you think that actually the return game plays a factor in playoff games? Do you find that, or have you studied what it means for field position?
Field position is huge in any outcome of a football game, and even more so in playoff games, because of the, I mean, every team that's in a playoff is a good football, is one of the six best football teams, you know, in your conference. So your competition is going to be at the highest point of the season. So field position is critical.
Mike,
I would say field position and turnovers are probably huge.
Mike, on the kickoff return that Randall actually stepped out of bounds on, that puts you up at the 40, okay. Is that a heads-up play by him, or is that something that you and Sean talk about, sort of knowing some of the finer?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that you coach and you show, and I think that's the first time I've ever seen one in a game that I was part of. So an excellent heads-up play by Randall Cobb. I mean, it's obviously something that our guys are coached to do, and we have video of those types of situations where you show guys different situations. We have a situation period that we use throughout training camp and try to go through some of those things. So it's just a great play by Randall.
Mike, what led you to make a change in your starting center so late in the season, and was that a difficult decision?
The center change definitely was. Any change is never easy, and really, in talking with Jeff, and you know, the number of things that he's been fighting through physically, there was a bit of a stretch on my part. I just felt that if we were going to make this change, that this was the time to do it, to make sure Evan was ready for the playoffs. So I just felt Jeff had taken us to a point that he was, you know, where we needed to think about making a change. So he's actually played well the last couple of weeks, but I just felt that Evan was ready for this opportunity where I did not feel that way in the past.
Mike, do the guys have like these 2 days completely off? Do they have to stay in town, or are they able to go home for Christmas?
Well, they have an optional lift, and anybody that has a medical situation obviously has treatments. So that's what goes on this morning, but they're off today and tomorrow.
So they could leave as long as they got back for Wednesday?
Correct.
Mike, what's kind of the message to the guys heading into the holiday, and as a coach, is it ever tough to, you know, turn off the football side for a second when you're spending this time with your family?
Well, it's not hard. I got 5 kids at home, so it's going to be a nice Christmas Eve tonight, and we'll have Christmas as a family. And it's important for not only just our players and coaches, but our support staff to get away. And that's the way we scheduled it. Hopefully everybody will be able to get home for Christmas Eve tonight. We're hoping to be done by 7 p.m. So, and then everybody's off tomorrow, and then we'll start back up on Wednesday.
Mike, you had, I think all 7 of your inactive guys were injured yesterday. Guys, I assume that couldn't play for some reason or another. How likely do you think it is that you're going to be able to bring the majority of that group back before the playoffs?
I mean, I'm hopeful a lot of those guys can come back, but we'll see. I know Jordy, talking with him, he feels like he's very close. Charles, obviously, he's waiting on information from the medical staff. He's very close. You know, Alex Green, I was surprised that he wasn't available for Tennessee, just based on the way that process result, you know, the result of the process. He'll definitely be available. CJ, I don't know. I don't have enough information there. Same with James Starks. Who else we have? Tom Crabtree's close. You know, he'll be close. Jarrell should be ready. Yes.
Mike, the injury with Devon House, was that the same shoulder he had the subluxation?
Correct.
How was that?
I don't have the information, so he's getting some tests done today.
So how did things play out with Cobb and getting the further information on his injury? I know since it's this early, you don't have any more, but where do we go the next 2 days?
Well, which is normal, you know, with joint injuries, the next day is a big indicator. So we'll see him this morning, and he may be in there as we speak. And then the doctors will determine what scans if needed, and then we'll get that information probably sometime today.
But with the information you currently have, your concern level is not off the charts.
Yeah, I don't know how to be concerned anymore. No, I mean, just the way the year's gone. So our medical staff does not have high concern. So he and Randall's so positive, so he doesn't seem very concerned. But we'll go through the process of scans and so forth and make sure we get all the information.
I know statistically the number is really good, but do you feel like your passing game is really starting to click these last couple of weeks?
Definitely, I really think the way we're throwing the football. I thought yesterday was the type of game where you're able to get in all your different categories. You know, as far as the play action, the quarterback movements, having Aaron out on the perimeter is very dangerous. You know, the one big touchdown throw to Randall, you know, off the naked there. That's what you want to do. And actually we had a number of keeps where we really didn't have much production, but just the stress that it puts on the defense, you can see that the no huddle and the ability for Aaron to extend plays like that really wears the defense down. So I thought that the three-step was excellent yesterday, and I thought we pass protected well. I thought he had a solid pocket throughout all 4 quarters, and you know, and the five-step game was productive. So we were able to get through, you know, all the different types of passes, and I think with that's when we're at our best, which hasn't really been the case all year.
Do you feel like maybe the running game has something to do with that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we talk about this often in here. You know, when the way we break down a passing game, there's two types of passes. There's action passes and there's just dropback passes. And obviously, when you're running a football, your action passing game's a lot better.
Mike, the atmosphere in Minnesota is going to be like a playoff atmosphere, I would think. Is that preferable to you as opposed to last year in your last game when there wasn't much on the line.
I think this is exactly the way you'd want it going into the playoffs, especially with this year's team, because I still feel that we have the ability to be even better. So I don't think we've consistently played our best football yet. Now, we obviously had a very decisive victory against the Titans, but, you know, this football team still has more in front of them, and that's what I'm excited about, and have the opportunity to play a playoff-type game, a playoff game atmosphere on the road with the crowd noise. And, you know, both teams have a lot on the line here. I think it is great for our football team.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.